We don't want to be part of your Washington pedophile crime network. We don't want to have giant armies of people going out and hunting down and taking people's children because the parents won't chop their genitals off. We reject you. We see you. We know what you are, and we're done with you. And we are going to liberate this republic from the globalist occupiers.
Hey, nigga, looking for you right now to fuck you up. It's like that. It really is. I'm going to talk proper on your bitch head. It's really like that. They're gonna fuck you up. Whenever they catch you, they're gonna beat your ass. They're gonna kick you in your fucking snot hole. You hear me, little bitch?
I did everything right and they indicted me.
You understand that's not rhetoric? The people at the top knowingly want to murder your children, okay?
There's no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children.
Murder, your government murdering you. Murder.
Men can wear pink. If you have some muscles and some masculinity about you, you can wear pink, purple, make it look manly. I have some purple jackets, pink. It works well. But if you are super skinny and weak, you can't wear pink or purple.
Dead.
Boys, have you seen my penis?
What?
My penis is on the loose. If you see it, just try to catch it with some chains.
Dead.
We want to lose money. We want to lose $15 billion because we want kids and we can't stop. And that's our Satan energy. And we're going to have sex with your kids. Target, we're Satanists. We're going to cut your heads off. We're going to rape your children. Your children belong to us. Devil skeletons saying we love Satan. We're a cult. And in the fire of Lucifer to a baby who they say they're going to kill.
Yes. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you might be in for a special treat today. Because nothing screams podcasting more than pressing record fresh off of losing a child support case / child custody case. Nothing screams America more than the government deciding that they know what's best for you and your kids. Nothing screams American more than really without cause, just because a woman wants to. Nothing screams America more than the government siding with the woman and pretty much being able to move the kids 5 hours away from their father. So that way their father is not in their life as much as he once was. But that's what America wants here, folks. America wants your children. America wants to defile your children. The government, at least. The government. So let me stop saying America. Ixnay America and just the government. The American government wants to chop your children's genitals off and put new genitals on. The American government wants to take skin from your forearm and your thigh and make a penis out of it and put it on a woman. The American government wants your kids, and a lot of you motherfuckers will give the American government your kids. And let me not say you, because maybe the people that are listening, it's not applicable. But from what I just saw with COVID and the amount of people who willingly took it up the ass without so much as to raise a stink as to how they came up with this quote-unquote vaccine that doesn't really work so fast, you know, but we'll take it, you know, with the amount of people who just willy-nilly just wore a mask just because, and then yelled at other people for not wearing a mask. I don't know. Not me though. Not without a fight, at least. We'll see how, you know, start navigating the months going forward. But I tell you, I feel now being a successful podcaster is definitely in the stars. I don't see how I can't become successful off of this. I mean, think about how much hard work this is for me. You know, I just lost a custody case to where another man told me that I'm only able to see my kids once a month what the fuck? After they've seen me for 10 plus years of their lives, or my daughter, you know, my son isn't 10 yet, but he's seen me every day for his life. And then just because the mom decides that she wants to move without warning 5 hours away, she can. Now I want trans women to get into women's sports and just start dogging them. We need some Joanna Mans in the WNBA. Just start fucking these women up down below. You know what I mean? Hitting them with some elbows in the post. We know what happens when women's soccer, when the U.S. women's soccer team plays a high school boys team, they get fucking crushed. But let's get the trannies in there as well. Women need a reality check. And now I went from not wanting, I want all the trans women to be able to be in women's athletes, just especially in MMA, just to fuck them up. Because I think I read something that women feel, you know, women feel each other's pain and they internalize that. And I'm hoping that's true. And you know, that would be the only way I'm able to, non-physically and non-emotionally, cause I don't want to do it. Cause if I do it, you know, then it, you know, it's bad. But and that sounds crazy, but yeah, I don't know, is it illegal to say that I hope a trans woman somehow runs across my kid's mom, obviously if my kids are not with her, and just punches the dog shit out of her? A trans woman, you know, and because they are women, right? I don't know, I'm asking. I'm not saying I want that to happen. I'm asking if it's legal to say, or if it's even legal to ask. I'm just looking for legal advice. Is, you know, it's, I'm not saying I want it to happen. You know, if it happens, it happens. I don't want it to happen, and I don't want anybody to go, I'm not advocating for anybody to go do it. I just want to know if it was legal to ask. Because if it is legal, then if it's legal to hope for, at least, then yeah, I'm kind of hoping for it. But if it's not legal, then, you know, I am 100% with the law now. So if it's not legal to hope for, then I'm not hoping for it. Let's see here. Summer's been good so far. Even though I lost the custody case / child support case, whatever I just had, I must concede that my kid's mom is not that much of a bitch, because she is letting me have him for at least the summer, or at least the month of June. Who knows what's going on, but at least there was that. I don't know, it's just really fucking wild to me that a woman could choose to move 5 hours away, take the kids, and then the government thinks that that's okay. There's no emotional damage there, right? Like, it's not like my daughter, who is 11, wasn't living here for 10 years and what, 8 months of her life, and then just all of a sudden she gets told, just like I get told in a big ass surprise, that they're moving 5 hours away. But somehow the American judicial system thinks that that's okay. That is fucking wild to me. But it's wild, but it's not surprising. Again, you know, Joe Biden is on record saying there is no such thing as other people's kids. Your kids are our kids. We know what they like to do to kids. It's come out. Wall Street Journal has talked about it. Instagram was linking child sex traffickers together. Instagram. Somehow Instagram, who, when you can't even, I don't even have that many followers on fucking Instagram. And if I say anything about COVID, I get a little, little information notice, for more information on COVID-19, visit the CDC. Somehow Instagram, who's run by Meta, which is Mark Zuckerberg, that fucking weird. If that doesn't scream a child predator, then I don't know what does, but somehow him, who I believe even in the movie Social Networking, when Justin Timberlake, his character who was in on Facebook, who was, I pretty sure, got caught with underage girls. But hey, it's Mark Zuckerberg, right? Yeah, he's for all good, right? He's, you know, It was bad when he was, you know, he's your hero. He's your hero. He was the one that was suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story. He's your hero. But anyways, Instagram, who's run by Meta, which is run by Mark Zuckerberg, who, if you put 19, if you were like, hey, I just turned 19, they were still putting information on that. If you even uttered the word cool or 19, you've got like a little information mark. Somehow they can't stop hashtags that were, you know, that people were saying lovers of the little things in life, insinuating child sex. You know, they couldn't see motherfucking when they were using cheese pizza, capitalizing the C for cheese and then the P for pizza, CP for child porn. They couldn't stop that. And when they did delete, then when those accounts were somehow reported and deleted, they couldn't stop the people, the perpetrators, from somehow creating another account. I mean, this is like somehow the people who took away Andrew Tate, Tristan Tate's Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, they're, wow, like, it's crazy. It's crazy that I got made fun of for believing in Pizzagate. I've talked about Pizzagate on an earlier, on a couple of episodes earlier, you know, very, very briefly. But it's, you know, I was crazy for believing in that. You know, but now the Wall Street Journal says, hey, it's just on Instagram. You know, they have you heard anything more about the Jeffrey Epstein case other than from like me and like the fringe fucking outlets who talk about it? Like, they're not talking about this. They're not talking about Chase Bank having to pay money in the Epstein lawsuit for pretty much enabling him. They're not talking about that in the fucking in the fucking mainstream media. They're more worried about fucking Trump getting indicted on some bullshit. And if you're gonna indict him, he's not above the law. Fuck him. I don't give a fuck. You have to indict Mike Pence, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Obama. You have to hit them all. They all can be arraigned and charged for something, for war crimes for sure. But this is fucking, I mean, goddamn, I'm so glad. I'm glad that this is all happening when I get to have, like, when I have more of an understanding of shit, and that my daughter and my son are at the age that they are now. Because I've talked about this before, but for better or for worse, I am letting them know everything that's happening. You know, I tell them all the time, like, hey, yeah, math fucking sucks right now. You know, you'll get a basic understanding of it. And then by the time you get past fucking 10th grade, really, really 7th, 8th grade, you'll have a calculator in your pocket a lot of time. So a lot of this shit that you're learning in school is bullshit. And I tell them that it's bullshit. And I tell them real shit that they need to be focused on learning. And, you know, and I let them know, like, yo, like the, like, it's, they don't care about you. They don't. They care about their fucking donor class, the billionaires. And even the billionaires are run by these fucking global elites who fund these corporations to go one way or the other. These corporations shift with the wind. I was telling my homeboys that I'm convinced now that, because one of my homeboys sent me a picture of they're making everything fucking gay now, of course, for fucking Pride Month. But he sent me a picture where they put the fucking rainbow flag on the popcorn. And fuck, man, I can't believe we let the fucking gays, not even the gays, it's, I can't believe that we let whatever the fuck Pride is, like what it really is, like the same thing with like BLM, like how BLM got hijacked. I remember, like, woke is so fucking hijacked right now. I remember when people really started using the term woke, it was like we were using that shit when, you know, it was like, especially in the black community, where it was like a conspiracy, but it wasn't really a conspiracy. Like like, hey, some cops just don't like us. Stay woke. You know what I mean? Like, right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not saying all cops. Matter of fact, as of recent, I have been pulled over where I was smoking. The cop was just like, yo, how much more weed do you got left in the car? Gave him the rest of my weed. You know what I mean? He's all right, man. Stomp this shit out. Here's the ticket. Go on about your day. Allegedly. Allegedly. I'm not. That might have happened. That might not have happened. But if it did or if it didn't happen, it was a wonderful experience. Like, he could have got me out of the car, searched the whole car. But dude trusted that I was being truthful to him. I wish I was. You know what I mean? If this did happen, again, this is all alleged. If it did happen, if you would have believed, and again, I was psyoped into this type of thinking too. There was one point in my life, probably about 5-6 years ago, maybe, where I was convinced just because of what I was seeing on like social media. This is why I got off of Facebook. And I remember when I consciously did it, and I was just like, yo, like, this is fucking me up, because in the real world, what I'm seeing in the real world isn't happening. And for a while, I was caught up in the race shit for a while. And, you know, and I hate that about myself, but it was the truth. And while I like to, you know, I'm glad that it happened though, because I don't know how, maybe it was a mix of listening to podcasts and just being in the real world, but like, you know, when they were pushing like this race was a problem shit, it wasn't. Because at that time, like, I was like, one of my best friends is, you know, we're not as close as we were anymore, but I still consider him a good friend. He's white. You know what I mean? But when we were growing up, he was like one of my best friends. And then it was like every interaction I've ever had with a cop, maybe outside of, I want to say outside of one, but every interaction I had outside, it was respectful. You know what I mean? And a lot of that was because I was just raised respectfully, you know, and you just, but I get it. I kind of lost where I was going with this. But yeah, like 5-6 years ago, I would like, on social media, all I was seeing was cops killing black people, cops killing black people. And now I follow, like, now I used to hate cops. Now I actually, like, I'm really thankful that they exist, because they keep the peace somewhat. You know what I mean? People are going to go crazy. People are going to go crazy, but they do keep the peace somewhat. And again, I've watched videos of cops just like a normal, like, routine traffic stop, and dudes just pop out firing at them. You know what I mean? And the shit that was getting pushed, I guess what I was saying was the algorithm was pushing to me and to a lot of people, was this crime. I don't know. Fuck. I was trying to figure out how I got on this from Instagram and Facebook and them to, I'm trying to figure out when I left that fucking Instagram was connecting, fucking child sex predators together. Goddamn, that one took a wild ride. I don't know how I got off of the Instagram child sex predators. But I'm going to get back on that here for a little bit until I stumble off somewhere fucking else. So Instagram, they couldn't stop that shit. And like this shit, again, it was blatantly obvious. It was like these people were used, like their handles were lovers of the little thing in life. And, you know, they were doing the cheese pizza CP for child porn. And it was rampant. And so what happens was when those pages that were selling child content in like snuff films, those pages were getting recommended to people that were on the people that follow the National Missing Children's thing. So kind of similar, like if you're friends with somebody on Instagram who likes basketball, like you start getting recommended basketball pages. So somehow these people who were on, like, whose children were missing or who were trying to help find missing children, they started getting recommended this, like these pages. And like that has to be the most demoralizing And part of me thinks that they are doing this to, oh, I don't care. I know how I got on. I think that they are just, it's all one big ass psyop. I honestly do, to get mad one way or the other. But more and more, I think I've talked about maybe religion and like spiritual shit on an earlier iteration of this podcast. I guess I'll kind of go over it. Like, so I was raised in the Catholic Church. I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic school. But even in Catholic school, I always questioned shit. It just, none of this shit ever made any sense, especially in my life, because like, while I didn't have the worst fucking, I didn't have the worst childhood ever, but like, just like shit that was being taught to me at Catholic school, just, and then going home to the environment I was going home to, it's just like, it didn't add up. Seeing the news that I was seeing, it just didn't add up. I was like, well, so when I got out of that, when I kind of broke free of this fucking, because one thing that Catholics are good for is Catholics will make you feel guilty. So there's this like Catholic guilt that's built into you for a while. I don't suspect that I did get sexually abused by priests, but I remember it in like, I was only in Catholic school up until I believe the first or second grade. But there was rumors even then, you know, when you're talking to the fucking, the older kids, like, of like, there was rumors, you know what I mean? And again, you would see shit on the news, and I remember like, oh, well, this is supposed to be one of the biggest religions in the world, and all their fucking most important people are raping children, whatever. So Catholics will make you feel really guilty. Like, they make you as a young kid go in and confess all the shit that you've done. Like, you have to practice confession to get communion. In communion, they have you thinking that you're somehow eating the blood of Christ and you're drinking his blood. Think about that for a second. Think about that for a fucking second. For communion, the ritual is eating a piece of the crackers are fucking good. It's all good. I'm not gonna fucking lie. Especially as a kid, it was a sweet treat. You would try to like sneak back in line. You would go to like, I remember I would go to the separate lines where my like grandma and it was and everything, and I would try to like hurry up and get back in so I can get a sip of wine. And I remember one time, I went, it was me and my cousin, it might have been for church or for Christmas mass. I remember one dude, well, he was drinking out the fucking Holy Grail for a minute. I remember my cousin just laughing at that shit. Yeah, rest in peace to him. Fuck, where was I going with that? Yeah. So my stupid ass just lost the word for it. But the ritual, the ritual is you're eating a piece of Jesus Christ and you're drinking his blood. So the ritual is cannibalism. It's, you know, obviously you're not really eating his, you're not really eating his fucking, you know, you're not really eating him, but the ritual is fucking cannibalism, and that's wild. It's a wild thought. Goddamn, I'm losing my fucking train of thought. Fuck. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a bigger war being fought. And I think the minutia of race, of gender ideology, gender politics, abortion, all that shit, I think it's all for naught, because I think it's all to distract us from what's really going on. Okay, I know how I got, while we was even talking about the Catholic Church. I went from being Catholic, believing in God and everything, to hating that shit hating what I thought God was, being atheist, to then getting a little bit more spiritual. I mean, I've been on, I don't know if I'm on record, but I'll go on record right now. I think the earth is God. I think the earth itself is alive. And I think that there is a spiritual war here being fought on earth. And I don't know what it is, but it really is good versus evil. And you could choose to call that God versus the devil. But at the top of the top, Jeffrey Epstein had 26 contact numbers for Bill Clinton. I want to say that's around, give or take a few flights. It's safe to say that Bill Clinton was on, flew to Pedophile Island more than once. That's a fact. And is it really in the double figures? But, you know, if we want to be, it was more than once, which is one time way too many, right? On Pedophile fucking Island. It's these people who they elect, who are chosen for us, not by us, who are chosen for us. I think their thing is absolute power and spirituality. And I think that the shit that they do, like, have y'all ever heard about the Franklin scandal? The Franklin scandal was run by this guy who was a black dude, who was a black Republican. I think his name is Peter King. Let me look this up really quick. I'm pretty sure it's Peter King. Franklin scandal. Larry King. I'm sorry, not Peter King. Larry King. He was a black Republican. He ended up running the Lincoln Credit Union, which he was like funneling money out of. But the Franklin scandal. Pretty much goes off like, all right, so the Franklin scandal was run by this guy named Larry King, who was a black Republican. He was getting these boys out of Boys Town, and pretty much what he was doing was they were having like these crazy ass child sex parties where they were doing the most disgusting shit you can think of to these children. And it was all pretty much being brought to life by a guy named Gary Caradore, who they blew up. The FBI blew up his plane. They said it was a plane crash, but the wreckage was across like miles, to where it was more than likely shot down, like some fucking Homelander shit from The Boys. Remember on I'm pretty sure it's season one, episode one of The Boys, when Homelander, when you think he's all good, dude's flying private and he's with his son, and he fucking laser eyes the jet, kills the dude because he was gonna expose some shit. I honestly think that was a metaphor for the Franklin scandal. But same thing, that same shit happened to Gary Caradore. Gary Caradore, who was really motherfucking these people, who were getting the children who were abused to talk, because, you know, this is what's so sick. Like these people are so corrupt, but they're so well connected that after they're done abusing the children, like, they don't kill them or anything. They just toss them out. Most of these children become addicted to drugs because they're giving them drugs from such an early age. So Gary Caradore was getting a lot of people to come forward, believe that he had some great evidence. Gary Caradore goes to the Major League All-Star Game. He's on a private jet flying back. They said his plane crashes. A lot of billionaires die in these mysterious plane crashes. Believe it or not, look it up for yourself. But they said it was a plane crash for Gary Caradore, but the fucking wreckage is spread across over miles. But so the Franklin scandal, that shit got brought up all the way to a grand jury. And what a grand jury is, which what I didn't know, pretty much is they get a special prosecutor, and the special prosecutor gets to bring in evidence that they want to bring in. And it's argued that the special prosecutor for that was bought, which is super believable. Because anybody, like everybody's bought in this fucking country. In not just this country, in this world. It's everybody's bought. It's, but this is what they do. Like for every one Jeffrey Epstein, there's hundreds more of these sick fucks. Again, that's their thing. That's how they compromise you. And then, and like now they're trying to fucking normalize this shit. And you got, you know, they want to be called MAPS, minor attracted persons is what they want to be called, is the politically correct term. Like they're trying to make this shit fucking normal. You have NAMBLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association. All this shit is fucking real. They're all fucking sick. Every single one of them. I don't know right now. I was telling my homeboy, I'm kind of in the same way I was with Bernie before he got cucked and he sat there and took it. I'm pretty sure they're going to do the same shit to RFK where the Democrats are just going to fucking steal it from him, or they're going to fucking kill him. He's the only one out there right now telling you what it really is with the vaccines. And I'm thinking that they know they fucked up. They're going to start unearthing some shit. I'm thinking they're going to throw Fauci under the bus as like one of these lone people, or if not Fauci, one of his underlings as one of these lone people in it. I just saw today that they believe patient zero, Dr. Ben Wu, of the Wuhan Institute of Virology was patient zero for COVID-19 back in 2019, back when they were saying that this shit was coming down the pike. We're at a spiritual war, people. We are the carbon that they want to get rid of. We are it. These people do not give a fuck about you. These people want to fuck kids. These people want kids who you have to be a certain age to vote. You have to be a certain age to go into the military. You have to be a certain age to be able to buy a gun. You have to be a certain age to do a lot of fucking shit in this world. But somehow at 6 years old, they it's okay for these people to decide if you know, to decide if your child transes out or not. And if you don't support them, then they're going to take your fucking children away. The Franklin scandal. Fuck, my bad. Again, this shit, there's not just one. You know, there's the fucking, you know, the Jeffrey Epstein. Then you have the, I believe the group is the Finders, right? Yeah, then you have the fucking Finders. And then, you know, you start to look at all this shit. And all these people, like all these fucking serial killers that we have, like, they were all somehow they were all somehow in the military. Again, majority of the fucking serial killers, like the most notorious ones who they don't stop talking about on like Netflix shows. There was Gary Ridgway, the Green River Killer, Jeffrey Dahmer, David Beckowitz, son of Sam. They were all fucking military. Then you have fucking Manson, who we know was working with the fucking CIA. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We are at war. And a lot of our people who should be our brothers and sisters at arms in this war, they don't know we're in a, either don't know we're in a war, or some of them are actively fighting for the other team. And they think they're doing the right thing.